Good afternoon. I'm Mary Hartnett with Siouxland Public Media News. Iowa's unemployment rate for September dropped to 4.7%, continuing a five-month trend of hiring after the state's economy was hit by the coronavirus pandemic. Iowa Workforce Development reports today that the unemployment rate was down from 6% in August. The rate has declined every month since April, when unemployment peaked in Iowa. The U.S. unemployment rate in September was 7.9%. And coronavirus cases continue to mount in Iowa and in Siouxland. In Woodbury County, 35 new cases have been added to the total case count in the last 24 hours, and one person has died. She was an elderly female, more than 81 years old. There are 63 people hospitalized with COVID-19 in the Siouxland area, and the county has had more than 6,800 cases of the coronavirus and 90 deaths. And the state is reporting more than 500 people hospitalized in Iowa. Another 14 people with COVID-19 have died in the state, and there have been an additional 727 confirmed cases reported today. The state was reporting 1,548 COVID-19-related deaths. And Native American tribes opposed to the Dakota Access Pipeline are again asking a federal judge to stop the flow of oil while the legal battle over the line's future plays out. The Standing Rock Sioux and other tribes succeeded on their first attempt. The tribes argue the potential harm to their water supply outweighs any economic impacts of shutting down the line. And that's Siouxland Public Media News. I'm Mary Hartnett.